Peter Jennings, the late anchor of ABC's World News Tonight, once remarked the following as host of a television investigation of unidentified flying objects. "We have a lot of skeptics, I am very skeptical, but we seriously investigated something a lot of people are serious about," he said. "And when we come to the end, this is wonderfully interesting. More than 80 million Americans believe intelligent beings from somewhere else have come here," he said. 40 million believe they have seen UFOs, so this is of deep interest to people. Jennings said further in exploring the wide span of those interviewed who were believers and skeptics that the exploration was filled with people in so many traditional, trusted walks of life, cops, pilots, detectives, scientists, historians, all with their own views, but all who have taken the UFO matters seriously. ABC's Peter Jennings examines UFO phenomenon, Kathy Blumenstock, Washington Post. Posted February 24, 2005. Stage setting for the fulfillment of Bible prophecy has ratcheted up significantly in practically every area that God's Word touches on in giving meaning to Jesus' powerful words. "And when you see all these things begin to come to pass, then look up, and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh." Luke chapter 21 verse 28. Economically and technologically, the world is being prepared to accept a digital way of doing business. The nation and world rapidly being linked to computers, satellites, biogenetics, and burgeoning AI forewarns that the 666 marks and numbering system of Revelation chapter 13 verses 16-18, Antichrist system of control, can't be far distant. Sociologically and culturally, the world is becoming more like Sodom, particularly here in our own nation. Violence and evil seem to be on the minds of humankind continually, like in the days of Noah. Corruption rampages at every level, filling the world with deception, which Jesus gave as the first sign of what to look for in watching for his second coming. Evil men and seducers abound, as Paul forewarned under Holy Spirit inspiration. Wars and rumors of wars have vaulted to the forefront of present-day crises. And God's chosen people and nation are at the very heart of Satan's assault on humanity. The stage being set for prophetic fulfillment could hardly be more in the process of full, end-times display than things going on currently. With all this as a backdrop, the earth is primed for a terrible invasion, as Jesus gave John. Until very recently, talk of UFOs as being real has been treated as anything but truth. Again, the report on Jennings' UFO program of all those years ago is interesting. Executive producer Tom Yellen said the UFO field is a risky thing to report since it doesn't go with the conventional wisdom that this stuff is kind of silly, and the whole subject has been tainted by the brush of wackiness. Like Jennings, Yellen initially had reservations about devoting a program to UFOs. "I thought it was all a bunch of baloney. Even though it has public appeal, you don't want to do something that subjects you to ridicule just to get a rating." But Yellen discovered a tremendous amount of information that deserves further examination. The U.S. government and every government have a policy of knocking UFO reports down, and that is very different from covering it up, he said. "The field has been abandoned to kooks and amateurs, and we felt it was worth looking at more closely." IBID, the leap forward to 2023 finds the world in a much more acceptable configuration to the UFO intrigues. As a matter of fact, here in this column and in many other forums, both in biblical and secular arenas, it is being accepted that extraterrestrial life is not only out there, but is trying to and about to make contact. Some fear an H.G. Wells-type invasion. But more people, particularly those in international leadership, seem to view something or someone from outer space coming to Earth as just another diplomatic front to be used to establish greater power to control. What isn't recognized is that the unidentified flying objects, UFOs, now called by the powers that be, unidentified anomalous phenomena, or unidentified aerial phenomena, UAPs, are prophesied in God's word to someday touch down on the earth. These will not be extraterrestrial, however. When the UFOs touch down, it will be not a moment of diplomatic rapprochement. It will be the beginning of the worst time of all human history, according to Jesus himself. For then will be a time of great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Matthew chapter 24 verse 21. Jesus gave John the following to warn those who will be alive during those horrendous years to come. "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Revelation chapter 12 verses 7 to 9, 12. John was further told to write of what is coming on earth. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. Revelation chapter 13 verses 11 to 14. Indeed, lights, as fire descending from the heavens, are scheduled to invade earth. But they will be dimensional, not extraterrestrial, beings who do the invading. We can expect, I believe, to see and hear UFO or UAP stories on the increase as prophetic fulfillment proceeds ever more swiftly. When the UFOs finally touch down, it will be far worse than anything H.G. Wells could conceive as a fiction writer, or that Orson Welles could narrate. You don't want to be here then. Here, again, is how to make sure you are off this judgment-bound planet and safely with Christ when all of this takes place. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans chapter 10 verses 9 to 10. Terry, source. Prophecy line. Asterisk UFO Second Coming Series asterisk asterisk asterisk. I hope you will consider getting the Second Coming Chronicles series in thinking on Christmas gifts. Even though novels, these three books help set the stage in providing enlightenment for what I believe is coming, as I've written in the above article. My prayer is that the fictional accounts will spark in the readers of these stories, interest in God's word about things to come. Perhaps this is a kind of back doorway to witness God's truth, through fictional presentation, to those you love. Terry James. Here is the link for the complete box set, all three novels, of the Second Coming Chronicles. https://www.amazon.com/dp/b08x9qcgpf/